We just had to stop recording because Mackie wanted a dessert.
Yeah, anyone else have that feeling after you eat dinner? Like, you have to have a dessert?
Not even dinner. Like, every meal in general.
Or a snack.
I need a dessert.
Same. And, like, for me, it can't be, like, a gummy worm or, like, a Sour Patch Kid. Like, it needs to be, like, something, like, almost, like, gourmet.
Yeah. Every single day after I eat lunch at work, I'm like, what's for dessert, you guys?
Same.
And they're like, what?
Yeah, one of my coworkers does feel the same way, so it's nice. But she does, like, a protein bar for dessert, and I'm like, I need, like, a full-on, like, homemade cookie.
Pause for dessert break.
Yeah.
We're splitting a Reese's peanut butter cup, but it's in pumpkin version because those... Why are, like, the seasonal Reese's, like, just 10 times better than the regular?
Yeah, I never get the regular. Oh, my God. They're, like, softer, I think.
It's so good.
So glad I kind of bought those.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, you guys. We have some things to discuss about Halloween and how we feel about it, if it's overrated or if we enjoy dressing up. So how do you feel about Halloween, KB?
I'll start by saying in the past years, I have enjoyed dressing up just because I am Britney Spears every single year. This year, I wasn't that excited to dress up. And, like, we did a debriefing on this, but we had to bring it to the pod because I feel like there's so many people out there that feel the same way. It's just not worth it.
Yeah. So ever since I graduated college, I, like, haven't been into it. And sometimes I kick myself about it. Every year it comes around. Why didn't I, you know, get the costume before Halloween weekend? And, like, it's just, like, honestly, for me, it's not worth the money or the stress. And, like, there's going to be girls that are going to go full out. And I just, like, I can't. So I'm just let them do it. And I usually just throw on a black dress or, like, a football jersey. And
yeah,
the next weekend, I'll be back out there.
Yeah, last year, Mackie dressed up as a Tennessee football player because she, last minute, didn't have a costume. This year, did you dress up at all?
I wore a black dress and a cowboy hat.
Okay, yeah. So she was, like, a Nashville tourist or, like, just, like, a... black cow.
Or like a Yellowstone character.
Oh, you were Yellowstone? Is that what you were?
Yeah.
Okay, so she doesn't even know. Okay, so
it was so dumb. Like, I just don't like it. I'm also not creative. Like, these people are very creative and I'm not.
Yeah.
With the costumes.
I think just, like, in general, you have to pay $50 for a ticket to get into a bar somewhere. Your costume ends up being, if you spend money on a costume, it ends up being anywhere from, like, $50 to $100.
It's also, like very uncomfortable usually.
Yeah, usually. And it's just, like you said, like, these girls go all out, and, like, props to whoever does that. But, like, we didn't go to a party on Friday night because we were like, holy shit, we don't have a costume. We didn't plan in advance. You can't do this unless you plan in advance.
Yeah, 100%. And last year I told myself, I was like, okay, this was kind of embarrassing that I just threw on a jersey. So maybe next year I will try to think about it. And I didn't. So it's fine. I think dressing up for Halloween is behind me, and going forward, I'll just be a witch or, you know, a black cat.
I love that. What do you guys think? Like, is Halloween overrated? Do you love dressing up, or is it kind of like, I hate it so much?
Hate it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you are Britney. I mean, she put together this Britney costume for this year, like, last minute.
I think just in general, Halloween is a no for me.
Yeah, no for me as well. Over here on the Love You Bye pod, we will not to be stands for Halloween.
Yeah, but you guys let us know what you think.
Yeah, please. We'd love to know. I love when people agree with me on this, but a lot of people don't. Anyways, what was your favorite costume, by the way, that you saw somebody dress up as?
Oh, this year, I mean, I think a lot of people did this, but I really liked it, was the Hailey and Justin Bieber when it was like, boys in the sweatsuit and then the girl in the red dress. And we talked about this. We were just like, it's easy.
Right. So easy for the guy too. Like, the girl can just be like, dude, you can just wear like a sweatshirt and sweat shorts and put on a hat. I mean, the boy's so happy.
So easy. But I really did like that. I didn't see as many people dressed up as Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce this year.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I saw a lot.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's fine, but like I figured a lot of people would do it, but I didn't see as many on my feed. A lot of people just like, I don't know. I feel like people What did you see that you liked?
That was like what I saw the most was Travis and Taylor, Haley and Justin, and then just this one girl I follow and like I'm friends with through mutual people. I follow her. I have followed her forever, but she always goes all out for Halloween. And this year she was Katy Perry from California Ooh. Girls.
Oh, love.
And she did like little like cupcakes on her boobs yeah, and then cute. Like spandex and like a blue wig and yeah. cupcake. Yeah. It was really cute.
I love that. I saw Monet McMichael, who you know is my favorite influencer, dressed up with her best friend as Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods. So Monet was Jordan. Do you remember Jordan?
Yeah. They're not friends anymore.
Well, they like got photographed like together leaving dinner and they made this whole TikTok. I have to show you it, but they made this whole TikTok and it was like reacting like that scene or reenacting that scene. And it was like, they're walking, they're getting like paparazzi shot. Like it's so good. And they're like, Monet, Ari, like when did you guys become friends again? It's
Wait,
like a
that's
whole
so
video
cute.
And it like flashes back to like Jordan and Kylie. Like she's so creative. But yeah. I just thought that was like something different.
Definitely something different. Yeah, I love that.
So yeah, I mean, I love seeing everyone's Halloween costumes. Yeah, I just
love them.
And I didn't take a photo shoot this year either.
Oh, me either. I never do. I just move on like Halloween never happened on my feed. Like scroll through my feed and I've never posted a costume.
Wow.
Yeah.
I usually do a photo shoot, but I did not this year.
That's okay. Okay, well, I thought it would be cute as since it is Halloween to talk about the topic of ghosting that happens in today's world. So it's just like, I don't really know the question, but like ghost or be ghosted, what would you prefer?
Right. I would definitely prefer to ghost somebody.
Right.
But I do think that I was recently ghosted by this guy that I went on a date with like 2 weeks ago.
So what do we consider like a ghost?
Right.
Like this is that's the number one thing. Is it like if you went on one date and they don't text you again, is it a ghost?
No, it's not. Which so I'm like, do I take that back? Maybe. But he like we had exchanged a few texts after the date.
I mean, I consider it a ghost, honestly. Like I'm like even if like a friend doesn't answer you or somebody you just met, like it's a ghost.
I guess like one date wouldn't necessarily be a ghost, but like a few dates would be a ghost.
Yeah.
To me. Because it's like, okay, one date, like whatever, maybe they didn't like you, which has happened to me multiple times.
But like
you guys.
He essentially ghosted. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, did he?
He's like he's a ghost.
But it's like, do you even owe me an explanation? You know?
Okay. That I feel like no. But that's still a goat. It's ghosted, but it's okay with no explanation. Three dates, ghost, you need an explanation. That's like worse. Like they needed to have it. Explain themselves.
Yeah.
I've been ghosted after like 3 or 4 dates before. It was really uncomfortable.
And it's like, does he have another girl or did he just not like me?
Right.
And like, no, I don't really want to hear from a guy, hey, I didn't like you.
It's probably another girl.
So is it like, would I rather be ghosted and not know the reason? Or would I rather you be like, hey, like, I just don't think we align. Oh, that hurts. Like, shit. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely hard. But, like, I've sent the I don't think we align message before.
Yeah, and I think that's kind.
During my, like, dating era, like, I literally had it in my notes app for after a Hinge date.
Damn. Okay.
Haven't you seen that message?
Yeah, but just after one date, you're saying that?
Yeah. Well, okay. Like, when they ask for a second date, I'm like.
Okay. So, see, I haven't been asked out on a second date from this guy.
Yeah.
So, I'm just like. I don't think he liked me. All right, moving on. Like, I really have nothing else to say about this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't either, but I just thought we should talk about ghosting on this holiday.
It was a really cute idea, but now I'm just, like, overthinking everything.
Okay, sorry.
Like, fuck, dude. No. Like you,
dude.
Really,
it's okay. It's
fine.
Okay.
Like I'll be fine. But I'm just like, fuck. You really did not like me. Don't.
Dude, my bad.
No, it's totally fine,
dude. You know, like who cares? Like, like he's probably weird as shit, anyways. If he didn't like you, right?
I really thought we were vibing, though. But like, I was talking to my coworkers about this and I was like, dude, I'm like really upset he hasn't asked me on another date or like hasn't tried to make plans yet. And I'm like, I feel like we had a really good time and like we were vibing. And one of my coworkers were like, no, Kenna, like you're just a good date because like you can talk to anyone.
Yeah.
So you don't
have bad dates.
Yeah. Because in my mind, I'm like, oh, it's going so well because like I just can have a conversation with literally anyone.
Right. And you make it so fun and energetic and personable that like, yeah, it was great. Like that went perfectly because
but like
it maybe, was never awkward. We will never go on an awkward date,
right? But maybe in his mind it wasn't great.
It's his loss, you know. At the end of the day, woman, girls, I don't know why I said woman, but at the end of the day, girls, you know, it's just like it's weird. Like if they don't like us, they're weird or they're gay.
I think that's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's the only way to look at it, to feel okay when you're sleeping.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for that, Mackie.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I'm glad we had this.
I was just wanting to discuss Ghost or Be Ghosted. We didn't need to bring up.
That's fine. I just brought it up because I was thinking about the fact that I hadn't heard from him.
Right. Well, sorry about that.
No worries.
Do we have another Halloween topic we should discuss? We do.
I just want to talk about real quick with you guys Kim Kardashian's Halloween decorations. And I don't know if you all have seen them, but she like posted, I think, a reel and on her stories. It was like so brutal and like so bad. And the entire comment section is filled with like, are you in check with reality right now? Like, do you not like everything is just like about like slaughter and death and like murder, like all the decorations.
Really?
And with everything going on in like Israel and like Palestine right now, everyone was like, you really need, like, you took this way too far.
Yeah, I would say she kind of deserved that pushback. That's like, I mean, I'm not to say like I'm sensitive about things like that. Like, it's fine. I'm not like one of the people like in the comments that's right. Like, oh my God, like very sensitive on it. But I think that she's just kind of an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, just like be that big of like that famous, like one of the
most,
and you're posting stuff like that. And it's like bad timing.
Bad timing.
Like,
Kim,
can we make the Halloween decorations like cute and pumpkins and like not so like deathly?
I'm not surprised that she did this.
Yeah, I'm not either. But the, I mean, you all have to check it out. The comment section is like not good.
Surprised she hasn't turned off the comments.
Yeah. And I doubt she says they get pushback on everything. So it's like onto the next, you know?
They do.
But I just thought that was a little bit too far for her to be decorating her entire. And the comments are like, imagine if some of this money went to like the victim, like victim's family, whatever.
Wait, I kind
of
want to look for 1 second.
Okay. We just did some research and it turns out that Kim Kardashian deleted her Halloween house tour.
Yeah. You can still find it on TikTok though. Other accounts have posted it. But holy shit. Yeah, I saw it on the other accounts. So that's pretty crazy. And also, I'm just like dying laughing that she definitely did that all for Instagram and she had to delete it.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the comments were like, take this down. Can't believe this is up.
Happy Halloween, Kim.
Happy Halloween, Kim Kardashian. Did you see Skims in the WNBA or the NBA partnership?
No, but I saw Skims in the nipple bra.
Skims in the nipple bra is insane.
I'm dying laughing. I mean, it's a good idea.
It's a great idea. And like, I think I need it.
I love freeing the nip. Wow. Okay.
But I don't really have like, you
know. Let's get one then.
Perfect titties to like free the nip. Like that.
I see what you're saying.
That bra makes it look like your titties are perfect.
Yeah.
You know?
Not a bad idea. Maybe we should look into it. All right. Enough about Kim K. Okay. So we had a question come in through the DMs we wanted to discuss.
Yes. We had an episode drop last week with our friend Mac Hereford, and we talked like literally about every topic possible when it comes to like dating and marriage and like, especially in today's society. And we got a DM from a listener. And if you want to read it, Mackie.
Yeah. Is it a red flag if a guy has certain non-negotiables, or does everyone have them? And what do you do if non-negotiables clash?
Yeah. So Mac listed out all of his non-negotiables. And I think this question is interesting because I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, everyone out there has some non-negotiables.
I believe that is correct.
Like male or female. I know we both have some.
Yeah. Does everyone have them? The answer is yes. So what do you do if the non-negotiables clash? So, I feel like it's a non-negotiable. So you got to leave. Well, if you're true about
if you're serious about the non-negotiable.
Yeah. And I feel like there are instances where it's like, yeah, you have this list of non-negotiables when you're going into a relationship, but like, what if one of those non-negotiables isn't met with that person? Like, but you're in love with them. Like, what do you do?
Right. Yeah. I think that's hard. And you have to, I feel like you just have to decide if it's that big of a deal to you.
Yeah. Like, is it worth it?
If it's like, he drives a truck versus he believes in God, like, you have to, like, you know, right, what I mean?
Yeah. I guess some people out there, some girls out there are like, yeah, he has to drive a truck. That's a non-negotiable. But like, for me, it's like,
is that psycho? I feel like people don't actually have that. It's probably not a non-negotiable. What is an example of two non-negotiables then?
So it's like, I'm Catholic and I would love to raise my family Catholic, but like, what if I fall in love with a Jewish man? Is that something that I can make work? What do you think?
I feel like that would be kind of hard.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people out there that have parents of different religions and like, they celebrate both Christmas and Hanukkah, but like, some people that's like, no, it's a non-negotiable, like they have to be Christian or like they have to be Catholic or like, I will only marry someone that's Jewish, you know?
Yeah. I think that you could get to know somebody quicker to where then you're not falling in love with them.
What?
So you can figure out these things about them before you fall in love with them and cut it off.
Right. But like, sometimes it's like, you can't really control love.
Right.
You know?
Right. So, I mean, I guess you just see if it can work. I mean, I don't know. The question kind of stresses me out.
To answer your question, Mr. Listener, I don't think that non-negotiables are a red flag. Like, I think that they're normal. I think that everyone has
they're
like,
great.
A little list that like keeps them in like, this is what I want in my partner. And like, if you don't meet these, then I don't know if we can be together. But at the same time, I think there are, exceptions if your partner doesn't meet one of those non-negotiables to be like, wait, but like, I am in love with them and like, maybe we can work this out.
Yeah, I think you got it right. Exceptions.
But I don't know, maybe Mackie and I sound so like literally out of touch right now. What do you like, we don't come to us for advice, right? Like, I think we've made that clear. We don't know what we're talking about. We just shoot the shit on the pod.
Yeah, when it comes to serious things like this.
Yeah.
But I feel like
other things,
I want to be relatable to people and like kind of talk through how maybe like we would go through it.
Yeah.
Rather than like, this is how you should do it, or this is one way to think about when you're having this problem.
Yeah.
But more just like, hey, yeah, we have the same problem and like, we also don't really know what's going on, but like, here's how we kind of deal with it.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah. Because none of my answers on how I deal with anything are right.
No,
but there's no right or wrong for a lot of things, but
yeah, we just like truly don't like, I don't think we're the out here.
We have
being
guests on with advice though.
Yes,
sure.
We do. But I mean, y'all, we're 24, 25. We're just trying to figure shit out too. So don't come to us for the answers. Just come to us for the fun and the listening times.
Mm-hmm. We had something else come up. Another question from a listener.
Oh yeah.
So she asked us, I guess this is not advice. This is just like we were just saying, just
what are our
we
thoughts?
Can comment. Yeah. Does every girl stalk their ex when they break up? And is that normal?
Okay. Yeah.
I think by stalking, she meant like Instagram stalking, like big time, like on the stories and like, okay, did they like my photo and what girl's photo did they like yesterday?
Yeah. I have a friend actually that just recently went through a breakup, and she is, I think, driving herself crazy by stalking, because she will, like, she gets 1,000 viewers on her Instagram story, but she'll go through every single name and see if he viewed her story. They don't like follow each other anymore, but she's like, did he view my story? Did
and,
he
like,
view
does
my story?
He sometimes?
Yeah. He'll view it.
Wow.
So it's like that type of stalking. And I'm not going to lie, you guys, like when my ex and I broke up, I drove myself crazy with the stalking. Like, I still had his location for a few months after we broke up. So that was the most unwell thing I could have ever done to myself, is stalk his location every single day, every single second after we broke up. Number two was the Instagram. Yes, I stalked the shit out of that.
Yeah.
Anyone, right?
I think, like, well, I think that it depends on what the breakup was like and who broke up with who, because I have a friend that just broke up with a long-term boyfriend. She dated him for 5 years and she doesn't literally care.
Yeah.
She doesn't go through checking if he's watching her shit. Like, she doesn't care. She's on to better things. So I think it just depends on how the relationship ended. And if it ended with like no closure or just kind of like, maybe we'll be together again one day, I feel like the stalking would happen.
Yeah.
But I feel like when you're done and you're the girl and you're actually done, that you don't really care.
Yeah.
And you move on. If you move on to a guy pretty quickly, which in this case, my friend did.
Yeah, I agree. I think it definitely does depend. And even Mac, he was on our podcast last week. He was like, every time I end things with a girl, it's like immediate block, immediate unfollow. Like,
yes.
Literally, I cannot see her shit. And I can't do it.
Allie Bridger said that too on our Go Call Your Sister podcast.
Oh, she's like, block, she said, unfollow.
Yeah, yeah, the day the breakup happens, it's... I don't ever want to see you again or see anything that you do.
Yeah.
But then there's other people that linger and go back and forth. So,
right. So,
you know, they're both somewhat normal. I mean, they both happen millions of times a day.
Yeah. I definitely think it's normal to stalk your ex after a breakup. But like,
yeah,
it's not healthy. We're not out here saying right. do it. It's right. definitely not great
just
for
validating
you.
It.
Yeah.
We understand.
Because it's normal. So if you're out there doing that, you're not alone.
But try to ease away from it if possible.
I would, for a healthy relationship.
And a healthy life.
With yourself, yeah. Go ahead and try to not do that anymore. And easier said than done, for sure.
Oh, for sure. A lot of things are. Okay.
We just wanted to do a little solo ep with you guys because I feel like we haven't talked to y'all in a while, but this was just a short, sweet, you know, turn us on when you're heading to work in the morning or on the way home. But we have some really exciting guests coming up on the pod. I'm super excited. We both are super excited for you guys to, listen to these episodes. And of course we need to keep up with our solo eps.
Of course we love them. Do we have any personal updates? I wanted to say that it's getting really cold and just want everyone to know, like, I'm feeling very pale, not making it to the gym as much. And like, we are with you guys on this because I feel absolutely disgusting.
I mean, seasonal depression is a real thing.
Yeah. It's like, I think it's going to start hitting. I don't want to be like depressed, but I feel like shit. Like, I'm literally just like wanting to eat everything I see, like hibernate and like just be disgusting. And like,
we've
it stressed
got it.
Me the fuck out. Like, I want to turn it around. I think I need like a project.
A project. We already have so much going on. What do you don't have time for a project? What's your project?
I want to create the sweatsuits for Love You by Christmas.
Okay, get working on that then. Guys, I'm not stopping you. Mackie has a everyone's holding her accountable. Now that everyone knows on the pod, Mackie is starting a project and we are designing some sweatsuits for y'all. So we're super excited about that. Mackie just has
cats
to get
out of the bag. I just need the budgeting. We need a budget meeting.
She's got to get the ball rolling. No, but I think that's right. Seasonal, like, it just dropped. Yesterday it was 75 degrees and this
best
morning
day ever.
This morning it was 35 degrees. So it's like, what? I don't understand why there's no middle ground here. Like, why does it have to go from 85 to 35?
Right. Well, the middle ground was yesterday at 75.
No, I'm saying like in the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
the 50s are missed. I wanted to say also, just like a few things, just it might be relatable. Like, my car is so broken. The heat doesn't work. So it blasts out freezing cold AC when I'm on 90 degrees.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. And so, like, I'm just waiting for it to be frosted over yesterday. And, like, you know how you have to do the frost and, like, the fucking windshield warm to, like, get it to go. I'm literally not going to make it to work. So, like, I'm going to be walking down my car, like, hours before to, like, hopefully melt it. This is just, like, lots of things going on that I need to do. So I figured maybe some people could relate to that, but I'm very resilient and know it's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be okay, but it is getting
it's around, not like that big of a deal.
It's just getting around that time of the year where it's like, we still need to be like hitting the gym because Thanksgiving's coming up. We're going to get fat as fuck. So it's just like so cold and it's like, we can't, like, it's like so hard to make it there in the morning, you know, when it's freezing cold. So that's number one. Number two is the car is broken. Number three is I have to get an oil change that I've been putting off for months. And number four is we eat so much food all the time. So that is what we're working with this week. We hope you guys feel the same way.
We need to read more. Read more.
Oh, we need to read more.
Sorry to throw that one in. It's also lingering in my mind.
Okay, so that's number five is we need to read more. why don't you guys send us your problems that you're dealing with right now,
yeah,
too?
That would be so good. I would love to read them.
We need to feel validated.
Anything that is going on, like, holy shit. Yeah, there's just so much.
Let's talk about it. I mean, It's hard.
We should just do like a Google form of like what kind of shit y'all got going on.
Yeah, I love that.
It's just, and then we can like all like unite on it.
Mackie claims that she's not creative, but she is the one that came up with the idea to have the Love You Bye podcast pool party. She is the one that came up with the idea to do merch. Well, we always knew that we wanted to do merch, but I mean, she comes up with these random ideas. On last episode, we were talking to Mac and Mackie was like, we should do a dinner with all of our pod guests. And I'm like, wait, that's so fun. So that might be in the works too. Mackie is creative. She has good ideas. So don't let her fool you.
Thanks, KB. I appreciate that a lot. And yeah, I think I'm a little hard on myself sometimes with the creativity. But have a great rest of your week, you guys. Sorry this episode was late. Obviously, we were at a haunted house last night, shitting our pants, scared of the fucking weird-ass people that jump out at you. Anyways.
Mackie didn't sleep at all last night.
Tossed and turned all night. I didn't fall asleep until like 5:30 in the morning. Woke up at 8.
That's not okay. We love you guys so much. Thank you for being on this journey with us.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.